You know, there's something really powerful about music, isn't there? How it can just bypass your logical brain and hit you right in the feelings.
Absolutely, it connects on such a deep level.
And sometimes a song, maybe even one you wouldn't expect, like from an animated movie, can just carry this really profound message that speaks to your own life.
It's true. You get these layers of meaning, and the more you listen, the more you uncover, especially when you dig into the lyrics.
And that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're doing a deep dive into the song Golden. It's the main track from the animated movie K-Pop Demon Hunters, and it's sung by the main characters, the girl group Huntrix.
Right.
So our mission here isn't just about, where it fits in the plot, which is cool too, but really peeling back the layers of these lyrics. What are they saying to us, about our own lives?
Yeah, exploring that universal resonance. And we're looking at excerpts from Born to Be Golden, A Journey of Self-Belief, which really frame these lyrics as something deeply reflective.
Okay, let's get into it. The song starts with this real sense of vulnerability. Lines like, I was a ghost, I was alone, ha.
Yeah, and the Korean line too. Ojigin, ha. Which means in the darkened path ahead. It just immediately sets the scene of feeling kind of lost, maybe a bit invisible.
Definitely lost. And what's striking right away is that feeling paired with, given the throne, I didn't know how to believe.
Ah, okay. So it's not just being lost, it's like having potential, maybe even a destiny, but just not having that self-belief yet.
Exactly. That's classic imposter syndrome, right? You're standing there, maybe everyone else sees you as capable as the queen, but inside you're thinking, how do I even do this? That doubt is paralyzing.
And it gets even more interesting because right after feeling like a ghost, the lyric is, I was the queen that I meant to be. So is that looking forward, like, I will be this queen? Or is it saying deep down, I am this queen, I just can't feel it yet? I think it's kind of both. And that's the conflict, isn't it? That internal friction. It leads right into living two lives, tried to play both sides.
Right, the struggle.
Yeah, and couldn't find my own place. That really speaks to maybe trying to fit in, trying to meet expectations instead of being authentic. You feel fragmented, like you're not really grounded in who you are.
That makes sense. That feeling of being pulled in different directions.
You know your power is there somewhere, but you can't quite grasp it or live it fully.
But then the song just shifts gears. It gets almost defiant.
Yeah, there's a real turning point.
It goes, called a problem child because I got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid on stage. That's endlessly on stage. Wow, what a flip.
It's such a powerful reframe. It's saying those things that maybe got you labeled or criticized being too wild, too different. Those are actually your strengths.
Right. Not flaws at all.
Exactly. Think about innovators, artists. They often succeed because they broke the mold, because they embraced what made them unconventional. It's turning perceived weaknesses into like your unique selling point, your superpower.
And that leads straight into this huge declaration, I'm done hiding, now I'm shining like I'm born to be. After all that struggle, what does that feel like? What does done hiding really mean here?
Oh, it feels like liberation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pure release. Imagine carrying that weight of pretending, of shrinking yourself, and then just dropping it.
Yeah.
It's that moment of radical self-acceptance. It's not about becoming shiny. It's realizing you were always meant to shine, and now you're finally letting yourself do it.
No more apologies.
And as the song builds, there's this really noticeable shift. It moves from I to we.
Crucial for Huntrix as a group.
We here. We dreaming hard. We came so far, now I believe. We going up, up, up. It's our moment, you know? Together we're glowing. Gonna be golden. It becomes a collective journey. It absolutely does. And it's not just, okay, now we're all succeeding together. It's deeper. It's about how that shared dream, that collective effort, actually amplifies everyone's potential.
So it's like synergy,
Yeah.
more than just the sum of the parts.
Precisely.
Yeah.
There's a strength in that unity, in that shared purpose and support that lifts everyone higher than they could go alone. It propels them forward.
And they keep hitting that idea with the line, oh, up, up, up with our voices, aja,
Forever unbreakable.
yeah, forever unbreakable. That speaks volumes about their bond, their spirit as a group.
It really does. It suggests that when voices join together like that, with that shared conviction, they create something incredibly resilient, an unbreakable spirit, an enduring power. It's the power of the collective voice.
Then the lyrics seem to focus on breaking free again, but maybe on a different level. Waited so long to break these walls down, to wake up and feel like me. Put these patterns all in the past now, and finally live like the girl they all see. That sounds like shedding old baggage.
Definitely. And breaking these walls down, they could be internal walls, like limiting beliefs or external ones, expectations from others. Patterns in the past suggests getting rid of old habits, maybe old ways of thinking about yourself that just don't fit anymore.
So it's about aligning the inside with the outside.
Exactly. It's that journey to finally letting the true self, the one that was maybe hidden or suppressed, emerge fully. So how you feel inside finally matches how you present yourself, how others see you potentially, that authenticity.
Which brings it right back around to, no more hiding, I'll be shining like I'm born to be.
It lands differently now though, doesn't it? It's not just an aspiration, it feels earned, grounded in that journey of breaking down walls and finding the collective strength.
And then, near the end, it explicitly ties back to the movie's world. Because we are hunters, voice is strong, and I know I'll believe. How does being hunters fit into this whole journey of self-belief and shining?
Well, in the context of K-pop demon hunters, being a hunter means facing down threats, right? It implies courage, action, determination. So tying voice is strong to the hunter identity connects their power as performers and individuals directly to their mission and their courage. It's not just about singing. Their voices are their weapons, their strength.
So it's a metaphor, too, for us.
I think so. It asks, what does it mean for you to be a hunter in your life? Pursuing your goals like a hunter, facing challenges with that same strength, defending your truth with a strong voice. It's about taking that active, determined stance.
Gotcha. And the song closes out, circling back to that core affirmation. You know we're gonna be golden. We're gonna be born to be glowing.
We do shine brightly.
We do shine brightly. Yeah. It really hammers home that sense of inherent worth and collective radiance.
It does. It reinforces that this golden quality, this glow, isn't something they achieve at the end. It's something they uncover. Something they were born with. The journey was about removing the obstacles, the doubt, the hiding, the walls, to let that inherent light finally shine, unapologetically.
So, wrapping up this deep dive into Golden, we've traced this journey from feeling like a ghost, filled with self-doubt, through embracing those problem child parts, finding strength in the we, breaking down old patterns.
And ultimately arriving at this place of recognizing and unleashing that inherent golden radiance, both individually and together.
It's a really compelling arc of self-acceptance and empowerment.
It really is, almost like a roadmap for believing in your own value.
Which leads us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to maybe think about. If you really leaned into this idea that you are born to be golden, truly believed it, what walls might you need to start breaking down in your own life?
And thinking back to that problem child line, what unique traits of yours, things maybe you felt were flaws or too wild, might actually be your greatest strengths, your most golden assets just waiting to shine.